Every year, right in the middle of August, my cousins and I drag all our sleeping bags and pillows up to their roof and wait for the sky event that goes highly unnoticed every year, the Perseid meteor shower. We sit and stare, and it's only a short wait until we see the tiny white streaks across the sky. They come every few minutes, and sometimes you can see two at a time. Every year, right in the middle of August, you can see them. If you know about space, it's huge, endless, something we can't even comprehend. What are the odds that so many meteors would somehow land in our night sky, and why so consistent? First of all, what is a shooting star actually? Shooting stars are not stars at all. They're tiny particles of ice and rock called meteoroids that enter our atmosphere. As they do, their great speed causes them to vaporize in our atmosphere, and as they vaporize, their remnants glow brightly, leaving trails behind them before they disappear in the sky. When they enter our atmosphere, they become meteors. And if and when they reach the Earth, they're called meteoroids. But since the likelihood of meteors making it all the way to Earth's surface is low, we get to watch this surreal natural fireworks show each summer without any worries. If you're wondering how scientists can measure something that seems so random and unpredictable as space rock's path into our atmosphere, here's your answer. Meteors that we see during meteor showers are the remnants of comets, large clumps of ice and rock that range from a mile in size to tens of miles. When they approach the sun, comets often eject smaller, icy rock particles and leave trails of debris that orbit the sun. Periodically ago, the comet Swift-Tuttle ejected material and left trails of debris, which have dispersed along the comet's orbit. These debris trails are responsible for the Perseid meteors. The debris streams are moving. They orbit the sun in about 133 years. The same orbital period as their parent comet, the Swift-Tuttle. Each August, the Earth is in its orbit of the Sun and moves through these debris streams. Consequently, every year around August 12th, debris from comet Swift-Tuttle enters our atmosphere and we see many Perseid meteors. If you're lucky, you could see up to 100 meteors per hour. I invite you to get out there this summer and look for them. It's the most peaceful yet enticing light show, and knowing the science behind it is absolutely intriguing. Thank you for listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by the Black Canyon Astronomical Society and KVNF Community Radio. This feature was written and recorded by Senya Perry, an astronomy student of Dr. Catherine Whiting at Colorado Mesa University.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.